Hey, today I want to celebrate me and my husband. This month is a good month for us. It's my birthday month, of course. Yay! I turned 45 this month.
45 or 45? 45.
Yeah. I look 25 though. And we also celebrated our 7th year anniversary as well. What a blessing.
Hooray.
Oh, 7 years.
7 years.
7 number means completion. We completed this thing. Okay, so that's a great celebration right there. We have marriages that aren't lasting too long. And
we ain't worried about them.
We're not worried about them.
But we
encourage those that are married, you know, to hold on, be strong. You know, covenant is awesome. So, husband.
What? Yes. What?
How was your 7 years of marriage thus far?
Oh, the pain. The pain.
He always talking about pain, you know. I may have caused some of it, but, you know, he's a pain in the tail, too.
Yeah, but you ain't caused me the pain. But it's all good. I mean, I look forward to, when I met you, I look forward to spending the rest of my life with you. So, you know, I was ready for anything that marriage would bring me. I just didn't know it would bring it all at one time.
I agree to that, but I know one thing. I marry very well. No other person could measure up to my husband. I can say that with faith, okay? And belief, okay? Because I had quite a few in my life and none.
But I feel the same way about
measure
you.
Up to my
boo-boo. I feel the same way about you.
Yeah,
I love waking up with you every morning, and I love going to bed with you every night. And you know, even at our worst, and we've had some days where we couldn't stand to look at each other, but neither one of us left this house and left that marital bed, which was more important to me than anything.
No, babe, because we eternity.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it does not end.
I mean, you got your ups and your downs, but I'm glad I got it with a partner that can fight just as well as I can.
Hey.
You know, I ain't married no punk.
And marriage is also fun. You also be with your best friend, and it's nothing like being with your best friend.
No question.
Yeah, your confidant.
No question. You are my best friend.
Your keeper.
Yeah, we went through a lot. We did a lot, and we found out we are friends.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Mm. Male, female version of one another.
Yeah, stop looking at me like that. You're making me horny.
Oh, shut up. Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
Oh, well, how you guys doing out there? I hope you enjoy our conversation here, because there's nothing but love here. Love, 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 love.
That's because you eat.
Oh, yeah, he did feed me a good meal today. Okay, keep the hips on, you know.
Yeah, you got some hips. I can't
resist food sometimes, because he can cook. I can say that.
I used to be able to cook. I ain't all that good no more, so it's all good.
Well, I still enjoy it. It's the effort and the appreciation, you know, coming in from hard day's work. And my husband tries to put a little thing together. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you very much. But it's usually the people that come in to help me that puts it all together for you. But it's good. At least I know what you like. So.
You don't have to tell me. Somebody helped you.
Well, I got to tell you that. Anyway.
I know you do. I just want to, because you think about me. And that's,
of course. That's
awesome. Yeah. You know. Because I deal with the tough world out there and come home tired.
You. Yeah, but I'm glad I got you.
Yes. Happy and I thank the help, too.
Happy anniversary. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Again.
We talk to you guys, good people, later.
Hey, you got a meeting coming up Saturday.
Oh, yeah. An empowerment meeting. You know, representing, empowering all women, you know, without abusing men to... Yeah. Set up a legacy for our offspring. You know, that's what we're about.
And hey, you know, a young lady came up to me and she said she heard you on your podcast, and she see when you be posting stuff on the social medias, and she said, what does she mean by empowerment of women? And I asked her, I said, well, where are you at in life now, and what do you know now? And she said, well, I graduated high school, and got a little job, and I got a baby. I said, so what would give you more power to do and be at this point in your life? She said, well, if I knew where to, how to buy a house, if I knew where the good agencies were for work, and if I knew a good man to settle down with. Well, that's what we do. We give you what you don't have, or try to show you or find it for you or help you converse what you need so we can help you find it. That's empowering.
Yes, we're guidance.
Yeah. And then, you know, maybe it was funny to me that she asked, but, you know, I had to sit and think, there's a lot of people that really don't know what empowerment means.
Absolutely.
It can mean a lot of things.
It can mean a lot of things. I totally was empowered. I bought my first home at 21.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you was empowered because of your struggle and the simple fact that you had kids to raise.
Yeah, I did a single with three children.
Yeah, so, and I was empowered by living the life I lived and working hard and learning that my hands were the best thing on me.
Oh, it's a gift.
It's a gift.
Yes, so, a good gift.
Yeah, just showing people, sitting down and networking with people and finding out where they want to be and what they want from life, and see if we could come together and communicate ways of doing it.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's empowerment.
Yeah, we love to be empowered. And it always grow. You don't stay in one place. You move forward and empower yourself even more.
Yeah, unless you are boring and lazy and don't want to do nothing. If you're comfortable there, that's
well, that's a choice. Yeah, that's a choice. You know, if you're content where you at, hey.
Hey, but don't complain.
No, it should not complain. Not at all.
Yeah, so, it's beautiful conversations since you've been on your podcast that I have had with a lot of people that know you.
So hopefully on Saturday we have a good turnout, and you know, we a lot of women come out and share their thoughts, and we put it down on paper, make some goals, reach them.
Yeah, you know? Most definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're happy.
I'm very happy.
And I thank you for this marriage and this friendship and everything else we got to look forward for the rest of our life.
Okay? I thank you too. Good night, guys.